just one thing after another in relation to this particular building at the hospital. As you say, we've had a series of misdemeanors, and indeed some of them have cost over $30 million to rectify. But right from the outset at the building of this medical block, we had problems, and they were superficially covered over. We had early warnings about possible flooding problems. We had the contractor then go bust, and new contractors being brought in. And I think we need to go back to that stage and investigate in relation to the planning application, the planning that was given, the conditions that was laid down, and where the changes become evident in relation to the flooding.
Don't want to be too critical of the HSE, Councillor, but the answer, the statement they've given on this, to me, is all over the place. It's not an issue, but we have to fix it. There's no danger, but we have to fix it. It doesn't seem to make any sense. They're reassuring the public, but if there is a fire safety concern, well then, is that a genuine reassurance, or should people be concerned? It's a very confusing explanation of the situation.
It is that, Greg, and I raised the issue with the hospital early April after being contacted by a number of concerned people at the hospital, both patients and workers. I got acknowledgement of the questions I put to them. I received no further correspondence, so I entered questions into the Regional Health Forum West, and on the 31st of May, I got a response back from the hospital, and again, it's saying that there is no major maintenance work getting carried out, but we have a specialist consultants team engaged to assess the integrity of the fire protection system.
Is it a case that stuff, do we know if stuff needs to be changed out, or does stuff need to be removed, or is it a case of adding stuff in?
Well, what they're talking about then, and the response they gave to me, to my questions, is that it's they're carrying out a review, that there's specialist consultants being brought in, and it's when it's measured against the original fire certificate obtained for the building, that they have identified a number of areas where specific remedial work is required. Right. In one instance, they're saying, within the response, that they're bringing in specialists, and the next paragraph they're saying that they've already done the assessment, and it's they have identified areas where a number of areas where specific remedial work had to be carried out, and we're not being told what that means. We're just, you know, and it goes on to talk about that there will be, you know, as little disruption as possible to patients. Now, anybody knows that they carry out any remedial works within their own house, even that the whole house is upset, it's covered in dust, there's workmen piling through, it's, you know, and I can only imagine what that would mean in relation to infectious control.
If you're doing it
in hospitals where people are ill.
Yeah, it's a very fair point. Sorry for cutting across it there. But if you're doing this on a phased basis, closing down sections at a time, it points to the fact that this being a very large-scale job that affects the entire building. And sorry for having to speculate, but we're forced to speculate because of the lack of tangible information.
That's correct. And what we also have to understand and realise is this is our main accident and emergency building. How can we, and that's on the ground floor. I mean, and you to access the other floors, you must go through that. So how, you know, how are we going to do this? You know, the email I received back is very sketchy, and I have, what I have done is put in a number of other questions now based on the response, and I'll get the answers to that on Tuesday at the Regional Health Forum meeting.
Are you getting any indication from the HSE that they are looking to find out how such a cock-up could happen? Who is to blame? Who signed off on it? Who didn't notice if there was a fault? Who was a corner cut? Has other work been done that sort of, you know, that this could point to other problems in other areas? I mean, it seems to me like maybe it's because they're answering questions that were asked to some extent, but it seems to be that this could be very, very big.
Well, we've been consistently, and certainly I have been asking in relation to the report on the flood, because I think that goes to the bottom of the problem. That goes to the base of it. You know, why did that happen? Why was the measures that, as was the plan application not put in place, and we keep getting told that there's legal ramifications for that, and we have to wait. Now, I have asked for a question in relation to the flooding report again for our meeting next week, and I hope to get a better answer than we've been getting to date. But really, we have to go back to the beginning and look at this building, the planning application, the conditions that was laid down, and then when these specialist consultants are in, that they should not only review the fire safety, but every aspect of the building and see was it the planning or the development of that building adhered to the planning application as laid down.
But back when it opened, as I was giving an example earlier of a house, back when it opened, someone had to say, tick all the boxes and say, right, this is a public building, it's a hospital, and yeah. And it's safe for people to go into. And
yeah, and we have to get to, you know, and we have to find out who signed off on this and what was their qualifications, and did they, as I say, look at, have the planning application on one hand, the conditions, and then look at what was actually carried out within the building.
And was there any reference to that in your answers, Councillor? You know, as
no, the answer that I got is minimal. It's keeping it to a minimum. That there'll be, you know, not much. Hopefully, not much disruption to the patients. We'll keep it under review. Blah blah blah. You know, it's but
yeah. When I hear someone say keep something to a minimum, the minimum could be 10%, the minimum could be 90%. It's a phrase that has a lot of wiggle room. The minimum might be really quite disruptive altogether. You know, it doesn't suggest that, it doesn't say, for instance, disruption will be minimal. It says disruption will be kept to a minimum, which is a clever choice of words.
Well, this is it. Is it fire doors? Is it fire walls? Is it, I've been led to believe that it's to do with the dividing walls between the wards and all of that. So what we need from the HSE, and you know this yourself, Greg, from dealing with them, the way they word and respond to our questions, they just need to tell us the truth.
And finally, I'd be very interested to know, is there something there that's flammable, or is this a case, you know, does something have to be taken out, or is something being put in to replace, you know what I mean? And that's information the public probably need to feel as secure and safe, you know?
Yeah, and especially patients.
Yeah, indeed, of course.
But, and the thing is this wouldn't be happening if it wasn't necessary. And this shouldn't have had to happen if the building had been built to the specifications laid down within the planning application.